was Beethoven's 250th birthday earlier this month, I thought I would tell you about a woman who was closely connected to Beethoven through her building of pianos. Nanette was the sixth child of the piano builder Johann Andreas Stein, who's famed for inventing the so-called Viennese action, which vastly improved the piano mechanism. Nanette showed musical talent from an early age and played for Mozart when she was just eight. He said that she showed genius, but that she needed to improve on her posture and to stop grimacing. At the age of 10, she learned many of her father's building techniques, and after that, piano building became her life. When her father died, she set up a business in Vienna together with her brother and her husband Andreas Streicher. By 1809, Nanette had changed the design of her pianos. They were 6.5 octaves instead of 5, and were some of the loudest and sturdiest pianos in Vienna. But there was a rift between her and her brother, and they went their separate ways. Nanette began calling her pianos Streicher. She and her husband built a 300-seater concert hall next to their showroom, and this became the hub of Viennese musical life. Beethoven himself played there and praised the pianos as really excellent instruments. The company Streicher continued after Nanette's death, passing to her son and later her grandson, who built pianos for Brahms before the company closed in 1896. For many years, it was presumed that Andreas was the piano builder and Nanette was his assistant, not the other way round. It's only recently that she's been recognized as one of the finest keyboard manufacturers of her day. There's an extraordinary collection of 60 letters from Beethoven to Nanette, written between 1816 and 1819, which reveal the importance of her friendship with the composer. Beethoven was struggling at the time with his health and the legal dispute surrounding the raising of his nephew. His domestic life had become somewhat chaotic, and it was here that Nanette stepped in. The letters reveal that she took care of his laundry, did his shopping, and even darned his socks. He called her his Good Samaritan, and her help allowed him to focus on some of his biggest compositions, such as the Ninth Symphony and the Hammerklavier Sonata. He wrote in one of the letters, "I am in so many respects your debtor that when I think of it, I am frequently overcome by a feeling of shame." The original sketch of Beethoven's Hammerklavier is known to have been given to Nanette. So I'll end this bonbon with a scherzo from the Hammerklavier Sonata, played by Igor Levit. Thank you. from Beethoven's Hammerklavier Sonata, played by Igor Levit. This bonbon and many others are to be found on the FMR website. FMR.